Time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it came from listener Peter Collins of Ann Arbor, Michigan. I said, think of a country. Embedded in consecutive letters is a well-known brand name. The first, second, eighth, and ninth letters of the country in order spell a former competitor of that brand. Name the country and the brands. And the answer is Saudi Arabia. Hidden inside with those letters are Audi and Saab.
We received over 1,600 correct responses, and the winner this week is Daniel Rockberg of Washington, D.C. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
It is great to have you. How did you figure it out?
So I started playing this with my kids in the car last fall, and so it's become a bit of a tradition for us. And we'd gotten the Bahrain answer several weeks back, and so we were working our way through countries. We were driving off to camp, and my oldest kid said, what about Bahrain? And we tried that, didn't work. And then that got us in the Middle East. So then I thought of Saudi Arabia, and we did the math, and we got Saab. We started looking, we found Audi, and we flipped out. And then we went ahead and submitted, fully expecting that we would not get a call and not have to argue about who gets the puzzle books and lapel pin. But apparently, we were wrong.
What was it like when you did get the call?
It was great. And Lulu, I think it was last week that you mentioned that you had to try several people before someone picked up. So I did. My phone rang and it was an unknown number and I was about to let it go through. But then I thought, wait, but last week, Lulu said...
Lulu's voice was in my head.
I better answer this call. And I was actually... it was good that you did that. So I was thrilled and totally surprised. So...
All right. Are you ready to play?
I think so. I hope so.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Daniel. Every answer today is an eight-letter word that consists of a three-letter word inserted inside a five-letter word. I'll give you a clue to the three-letter word, as well as the five-letter word itself. You tell me the eight-letter word. For example, if I said part of the mouth and aren't, A-R-E-N-T, you would say argument, because part of the mouth is gum, and you insert gum inside aren't, you get argument.
Got it.
Okay. Number one is aged. You're looking for a three-letter word meaning aged, and put it inside drums, D-R-U-M-S.
Inside drums. Let's see. So old, but then...
Yes. And put that inside drums. What do you get?
Doldrums.
Doldrums. You got it. We're off and running. Number two, perform on stage. And the five-letter word is price, P-R-I-C-E.
So practice.
That's it. A bone in the chest. Mound. M-O-U-N-D.
Oh, I was trying to do rib.
The rib is it, yes. And
Moribund.
You got it. Sprinted. And that goes inside warty. W-A-R-T-Y.
So sprinted, ran, warranty.
Warranty is it. To make a knot.
Uh-huh.
Fourth, F-O-R-T-H.
40th.
Excellent. A long period of time. Optic, O-P-T-I-C.
Operatic.
Excellent. Vehicle for movers. Relet, R-E-L-E-T.
Relevant.
Uh-huh. To spoil as food. Prude, P-R-U-D-E.
So to spoil, you've got rot.
Uh-huh. That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
So protrude.
Woo. Protrude is it. Yes. And your last one is a health resort.
Uh-huh.
And your word is tress, T-R-E-S-S.
So trespass.
Trespass. Good job.
You were fantastic. How do you feel?
Relieved and grateful for the opportunity. That was really fun.
No, you were really, really great. And for playing our puzzle today, you will get to fight over a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Daniel, which member station do you listen to?
Currently listen to WAMU and just moved from Georgia, where I listen to WABE and GPB.
Well, welcome to D.C. That's our hometown station. Daniel Rockberg of Washington, D.C., thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, the challenge comes from Joseph Young of St. Cloud, Minnesota, who conducts the blog Puzzleria. Take the name of a flower that has a common girl's name in consecutive letters inside it. remove that name and the remaining letters in order, sound like another girl's name. What flower is it? So again, name of a flower has a common girl's name in consecutive letters inside it. Remove that name and the remaining letters in order, sound like another girl's name. What flower is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, July 22nd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.